This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Back for the second hour. Somehow our conversation led to the pollution of the Chesapeake Bay, and we're certainly welcome to take your call. You are welcome to call, and we will be glad to take your call at 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680 for the alphabetically challenged. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore. Thank you for holding on for so long, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Alan, I like your show. Good show. I like your attitude. So, you know, about pollution, they always talk about a farm runoff, and that contributes. I understand it. But how poorly, I live in Baltimore City, how poorly the city maintains its drainage basin, and I could go on and on. I should keep it brief. But so I live in southeast Baltimore, and something as simple as there's been some type of broken water pipe. It's potable water. This has been about 2.5 weeks. My neighbor is been the one on this and called and called and called.
Yeah.
And you wonder how long it'll take for them to come out and fix it. There's construction work in the area where they're doing work on some major part of the water utility system, and they don't put up silt barriers, and you see brown water and silt running
let me just say one thing to you, Bruce, and I understand where you're coming from. Would you drink a cup of water, or would you eat a crab or a fish out of Curtis Bay?
Probably not.
Why?
Because I know all the pollution and all the debris and all the stuff that's there. And
now does the tide flow in and out of Curtis Bay?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Just asking a question, that's all. There have been so many sewage line breaks, not only in Baltimore City, but up and down the Chesapeake Bay, that go unreported because the failing infrastructure of Baltimore City, I don't know when it was built, 100-some years ago, okay, is deteriorating to the point where, you know, just like and little things like the guy that's cleaning up the street for the Preakness is you know, blowing the grass clippings, who knows what's in there, into the storm drain. You know, that's minor compared to, as I mentioned, Curtis Creek, Curtis Bay, you know, the sewage, the degraded sewage system. Anybody ever go up to the headwaters of Back River? You know what's up at the headwaters of Back River if you go up the stream far enough?
I know exactly what you're talking about. You know,
there's a landfill up there.
Well, I agree. So,
and if you look at it, if you go far enough up there, it is disgusting. All these things feed into the Chesapeake Bay.
I worked for the Department of Public Works for water waste.
Well, there you go.
20 years ago, and yeah. I know how poorly. You know,
right.
I don't want to get started.
I'm just here. I know you're venting, Bruce. I understand it, and I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. There he goes. Let's see. Who's next? Dick in St. Michael's. Good morning, Dick. How are you?
Hey, Alan. You know something nobody talks about, especially after a winter like we've just had?
What's that?
It's a major thing.
Go ahead.
And it's an impervious area. How about the de-icing at the airport?
Oh, well, not just that, but everything that gets spread on the highways.
Oh, yeah. But that de-icing, you know, all winter long, they spray those planes off, and where does it go? It goes into, what, Furnace Creek, isn't it?
Yeah. But, well, exactly.
Never run, it just goes right in there.
Well, you know what, Dick? Think about all the housing developments that have been built, all the shopping malls and mini malls and places that have been built, all those surfaces where the water just runs right off, where does it go? It goes in the storm drain. And that is a major concern about why do you think we've had this untenable tax called the rain tax? Why do you think that is?
Well, frankly, that's ridiculous. But understood. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Understood. But what is the basis for it?
What is the basis?
Yeah, what's the basis for the rain tax?
The money's supposed to go to help Clamp to Bay. You think it will? No.
Why are we talking about a rain tax? Because of all the impervious surfaces.
Right. It'll go into the general fund, and Mr. You-Know-Who will just take the money and spend it wherever he wants, like he does everything else. Anyway, that's my feeling.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dick.
See you.
Appreciate it. Yep. Talk, Ross, about why river crabs? What about why river crabs, Ross?
Yeah, sort of a curiosity question.
Okay.
My father was in the wholesale seafood industry, and back in the 60s, he was getting his crabs from the Carolinas
sure.
on up into the bay. But by far the best and heaviest crabs he received were from the Wye River.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so large that he was getting about 2.5 dozen to 3 dozen of crabs would fill a bushel basket.
Mm, big crabs, no question
right.
about it.
Right, and my question is this. I know that they still, the Wye River really still produces large crabs.
Mm-hmm.
What is it unique about the Wye River as opposed to many other areas?
A lot of people have asked that question. I think a lot of it has to do with the salinity of the water. I'm told that crabs, and I can't prove this, and I don't know. In this particular case, I don't know the scientific basis for this, that the more fresh water in the system, the larger the crabs will grow. And I don't know if the Y is one of those unique systems where, there's a whole lot of good fresh water flowing in there, as opposed to the Chester or, any of the other river systems that hold crab, the Chop Tank or whatever. But that's the theory that I know of. And, that it always has been a great crab place, no question about it.
Right. So it could be maybe a unique blend.
It could be a unique blend. It could be a unique blend of environmental factors that creates that. Yeah. It may be the perfect habitat for the Maryland blue crab.
Isn't that something? Okay. I live right up the, I'm on the water, but I live right up from Fishbows.
Oh, good old bud. Yeah, I was in there yesterday, I think. Yeah.
Did you drop off? When are you dropping off your magazines?
We dropped off the spring issue back in February. The May issue's in production, or the summer issue's in production right now. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but our creative director had been in the hospital in rehab for the last 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Dealing with some medical issues. So it's her and I basically that do the magazine. And
wow.
when she's out of business, things slow down. So we're going to be about a week late, but we'll get it out there. We'll get it out there pretty close to the 10th of the month.
Well, I'll certainly keep her in my prayers and really do a good job.
She's well on the mend. The person that I would appreciate you and all of our listeners to pray for is my daughter, who underwent extensive brain surgery this week.
Oh my!
And so we're keeping her in our prayers as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it came up suddenly. So Monday she was fine, and Wednesday she was in surgery. So
I'll certainly keep both of them in our prayers.
Thank you very much. She's doing well. She's recovering slowly, but it's surgery, so we gotta just keep her in our prayers.
Well, I've prayed for many people, and I certainly believe in the power of prayer because
you, Ross, and many others that listen to this show do. I have a friend who emails me just about every day, and I'm able to share, and it's greatly appreciated. And I know she feels the power of prayer out there. So, yeah, I'm a great believer as well. So.
You got her. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ross.
Right, Pa.
See ya. Yep. Go ahead, Jerry. What's up?
How you doing, Alan?
Good, Jerry. What's up?
You're very educated in what you do. What I wanted to tell you about is my sister-in-law was a... He comes a diesel. My sister-in-law was a RN for John Hopkins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about runoff.
Yeah.
And Kathy would tell me you want to see runoff. She knows all the acidity of cow manure,
right,
chicken manure, and half these politicians couldn't tell you nothing. There's no base runoff. They're attacking these farmers for cow manure. We use cow manure, as you do, as anybody does, horse manure in your garden.
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
What's the acidity of chicken manure?
Right.
Okay? But half these politicians couldn't tell you the difference in it.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
And here's why, Jerry. Because they're influenced by environmental activists that have money. And they say, you know, hey, look, here's $200. We really appreciate what you're doing. And by the way, I'd like you to remember our organization when we come to meet with you in Annapolis. And here's what we stand for. We are the anti-chicken manure league. And those filthy chickens, they poop all over the place, and all that stuff runs into the bay, and it's icky. And that's the basis of our science. So, you know, make sure that you vote against a chicken farmer. And of course, listen, these progressive politicians that we have now in our federal government, our state government, you know, you take a look at the issues that we're having in the West with the Bureau of Land Management and the federal lands as opposed to, you know, within the states. You know, it's all about private property. It's all about doing away with private property. It's going against our Constitution. I mean, look, if they want to suppress speech, if they want to suppress our Second Amendment firearms rights, if they want to suppress the freedom of religion in this country, what makes you think that private property rights are going to be above the fray? They're not. So
right.
All right,
well,
Jerry.
Just give an example. Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. Go ahead.
I'm a tool and die maker. I work for the Department of Defense.
Okay.
I build guns.
Yep.
Not to put myself on any hierarchy. And they're going about guns. I says, well, generally, people, they're trained to hunt. But I says, all this other stuff is manure. My sister-in-law says, put one drop of water. And she had a right in their house, a microscope. She says, put it under the microscope. Do you know what you're looking at? Half these politicians say no. She says, they're looking back at you. I can tell you exactly what's in that drop of water.
Right.
So, I mean, and I don't want to tell you, but Alan, it's good. Hey, if you could, send me a magazine that you got and send it here, if you could.
I don't send them out through the mail, Jerry. Sorry, you're just going to have to find one of our advertisers and pick it up.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyhow, thanks. And
all right.
Thanks for taking my call, and I'll see you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. See you. There goes Jerry. Good point. All right. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're going fishing, you need to go first to Clyde's. You need to get your bait, your lures, your bucktails, your trolling lures, your plastics, your hooks, your weights, your line, your swivels, your terminal tackle, your line spooled on your reel, new line. You know, you need all that. If you have a rod tip that's busted, or you have a guide that's loose, or if you got a reel that needs grease or fixing, or got grit in it or needs cleaned out, well, go to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They've got all the services. Don't forget about your firearms either. If your 1187 was hanging up on you a little bit this past season, or the 870 isn't shucking as smooth as it should be, well, why not take it to Clyde's and have it cleaned out and put a new O-ring in the gasket in that 1187 and get it all cleaned up and made new again by the great gunsmith there. If you need a scope mounted or bore sighted, they do that too. And I just kind of talk about the services a little bit. And another service is for the fishermen is their 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH. Why not stop by Clyde's today? 410-242-6108 is their phone number. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just Beltway, off Beltway Exit 9, and you'll be glad you did. Now, if you're headed to the Eastern Shore, well, there's always Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That's right. You go across the Bay Bridge, you go a couple exits down there to 39B Dominion Road, you turn off to the right. You'll see the sporting goods store, Chesapeake Outdoors, on the right, the big parking lot there and the big store before you make the exit. So when you go there, you're going to see a wall, literally a wall of trolling baits for striped bass. You're going to see the bucktails and the parachutes. You'll see an entire display of those big mojos I keep talking about for deep trolling, the 16, 20, 24 ounces, the big swivels and the big sinkers, and, of course, a complete selection line. They got a new line winder here recently. They can string trolling line on your reel for you if you want. A live bait and any accessory you need for fishing or for crabbing, for any size fish, for any size crab, and, of course, a complete hunting side to the store, too. So if you're looking for a great Matthews bow, maybe a Barnett crossbow or Parker or any of the other brands, some apparel, some boots, they've got it all. Chesapeake Outdoors, that is exit 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. And, of course, their friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find your whatever you're looking for. It is the phone number is 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is only $8 for the weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8444. 410 W&W Tire and Auto.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
The court gave more time to this than they have to any other case in 50 years. A defining moment in terms of one of the most important Supreme Court cases in decades. Maybe one of the most defining in history. But from top to bottom, inside out, blame has got to be put where it belongs on Team Obama. And that starts at the top and how inept he has been. And his entire team is in over their heads.
The Sean Hannity Show on WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking to high you long.
Loudon Wainwright III's Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, a major cause of pollution in the Chesapeake Bay. Roadkill. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Thanks. What's up?
A couple things. One, for your recreational crabbers out there, I suppose others as well, I'd like to present a challenge for your crabbing, Marilyn Loves Crabs. Send in photos of what I'd like to call Marilyn Hold'em. And that is, have a large crab that you catch, take a picture of it holding in its claw a legal, just 5-inch, 5 1/4, whatever we start out the season at, crab in its claw, and you will see the difference between a monster 7-plus-inch crab on the sizing.
Right.
But
well, are you going to do that for me, John?
I will send one in, absolutely. I have some older ones that aren't as good, but it's always good to have some fresh photos.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. I made this challenge. I haven't put it on Facebook yet, and we're running out of time, but I need to do that. But I'll throw it out to our listeners. If you send me a photo, and the email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And, I'll send you a picture. And I never get them. But I have gotten a few. And if we use it in the magazine, and if we select it from all of those photos, we're going to get you a coupon for a dozen number ones for some crab house near you. So what do you think of that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, so you might win, John, and we might be able to get you a, if you send me the right picture and we use it in the magazine. That's one qualifier. We have to use it in the magazine. Number two, we have to select it as the winner. So, you got a dozen number ones right now. I think they're going for what, 80, 90 bucks a dozen, maybe more.
I'm not sure. You're the one with the finger to the pulse of the industry.
I am the one with the fingers to the pulse of the industry, and the crabs are extremely high and extremely hard to get, and they're very expensive right now. I think they're $80 to $90, if not more, for a dozen number ones, and so that's the way it is.
On the Wye River issue, I don't know if you remember, but I'm perched at the very top of the Wye River,
right?
And your comments about the water flow,
yeah.
The Wye River really does not have any streams or anything flowing into it.
Okay.
So it's all of the, tidal movement of the water back, or mostly of the tidal water back and forth.
What are the headwaters of the Wye River?
There's some small little streams and runoff areas that go up right into Queenstown and everything.
So, yeah. So there is fresh water. I mean, it is fresh water that feeds it. It has its origins in fresh water. It has to if it's a river.
If not,
it would be a bay, wouldn't it?
It is, but that might even be a misnomer. But there's people that, with great scientific and great literary things, have documented that whole process and about that. So it's, and that has also prevented at times other things like additional sewage, saying, well, let's dump sewer into the Wye River, and they're saying, well, there is no way.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, well, that's possible. Yeah.
So, but the oyster beds of Eastern Bay that used to be there, and the oyster beds that were in the mouth of the Wye River that I don't know if are still there anymore or not, those were things that provided both habitat, provided a lot of three-dimensional structure protection for these larger crabs from predators and everything else.
Okay.
And so it was, and a lot of food sources,
yep,
in areas where they went. So it was a very, very ideal habitat. And on some of the upper areas, there were a lot of areas where also they would shut out and everything too.
Right. So it's a protected waterway that where the crabs would be protected from you know, the onslaught of trot lining and everything else, they can find
the trot liners as well, but also things like cow nose rays and jumbo rockfish that eat them also.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, having a bunch of cultured oysters laying around on the bottom, you know, as if you dropped them on the floor, that doesn't provide that kind of habitat.
John, you sound like you're a waterman.
I am not a waterman. I'm only recreational. I have commercially harvested in the past, but I am currently actually not in favor of most of the oyster programs as they are mismanaged, because I don't believe it's going in the right direction for crabs or oysters. But a lot more three-dimensional reefs in areas that are truly sanctuary, and that means at all times and not just a managed area. But it's a resource that we all have to share, and responsible use of it is something that we need to maintain. And unfortunately, that's a rule and regulation, but it's for the betterment of us all.
Okay. Appreciate you weighing in on that, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. There he goes. All right, there goes John. 410 WCBM 680. This is the way it went today. Pollution on the bay, crabs, oysters, you name it. I don't know if you listened the first hour or not, but the Waterman Stage Day protest the other day on a Maryland oyster project and actually stopped the work. They were protesting the fact that a barge was unloading shells into the bay. And on the little chap tank, not where I like to duck hunt, by the way, but 11 boats and somewhere between 50 and 60 watermen came out and stopped the unloading of the oyster shells onto the sanctuary. So that prompted the Department of Natural Resources to come out with a frequently asked questions document to answer the concerns of not only the watermen, but the news media. The supposition was, and the accusation was, that the acres of shells that were being spread, which are basically fossilized oyster shells, stone, rock, basically, in the shape of oyster shells, mined from Florida, covers up the bottom of the bay and prevents the crabs from crawling out of the mud. It's a big bay. And we're talking about 187 acres, which is a big area. If you're a trotliner and you're a crabber, 187 acres is a big area. If you think that makes it unsuitable habitat for crabs. But, you know, I'm not making a judgment either way. I'm just trying to present the information. The blue crab winter dredge survey was not good, just about the same as last year. The juvenile crabs increased 78%, but the total abundance of crabs, including juveniles, adult males and females, has returned to pre-2008 levels of about 300 million, which isn't that many. The winter kill caused the death of an estimated 28% of the adult crabs in the bay, left over from last year, and the decline in spawning age females to 69 million, which is below the safe level for spawning female crabs, spawning age crabs. So Virginia, Maryland, and the Potomac Rivers Fisheries Commission are working together to solve the problem. Good luck with that. Time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you're looking for a firearm to protect yourself or for your home, handgun in particular, Clyde Sports Shop can walk you through that process to obtain a firearm, to obtain a handgun, if you prefer. Now, they do have, starting to get some ammunition back in, but their handgun selection is pretty good. You will be able to find a handgun that you can use to protect yourself or your home. If you're more interested in a long gun, plenty of those available, too, for personal protection. The Mossberg pump shotguns, you know, the stainless steel barrel, the short barrel for close quarters. And, you know, if you want to send a shotgun blast, a buckshot down the hallway at an intruder, which would be my suggestion, you know, you can always spackle and get new carpet after they drag the guy out. A little bit more effective than trying to hit somebody in the dark with a .22 and firing 10 rounds, you know, in down a dark hallway. But, hey, that's me. Clyde Sports Shop can fit all those needs, whatever you like. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They do specialize in Browning firearms for hunting. The BPS pump shotgun, the 725 Satori for shotgun sports, the new A5 for waterfowl. You'll love all of them at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget the phone number, 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 247-3474. That's 247-FISH to find out about the great fishing information near you. Clyde Sports Shop.
Nice weekend of weather ahead with sunshine and mild temperatures in the forecast. Looks like our next chance of rain long about Tuesday. Partly cloudy, 71 today. Fair skies tonight, a low 50. Sunshine for tomorrow. A few more clouds in the afternoon at 72. Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. You've worked for years to land that dream job, and when you finally get hired and start working, you realize you hate it. Now what? To turn a dashed dream job into a win, you'll have to overcome disappointment. Be honest with yourself about where you went wrong, then make the most of the skills you developed. You may be able to use your current job to hone skills and contacts that will serve as stepping stones to something else. Don't quit right away. Try to stay a year or more to show future employers you're stable. Besides, it takes time to recover when a dream career goes up in smoke. You can recast your broken dream as an asset in job interviews. Talk about what you learned and how it helped you grow. One national security expert realized after 8 months of work at the Pentagon that long days in the male-dominated competitive atmosphere wasn't for her. Friends said she was good at helping them learn to network and win promotions. Now she's a career coach for teens and young adults. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
WCBM Baltimore.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it. I put my name on it.
If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schellinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, and perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry their proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs, too. Papa John's Farm, just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day's coming soon, May 11th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schellinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
77 Sunset Strip.
77 Sunset Strip.
Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
77 Sunset Strip.
And Roger Smith.
77 Sunset Strip.
Co-starring Edward Burns. Produced by Warner Brothers.
77 Sunset Strip.
Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Keep it coming.
Sunset Strip.
Roger Smith.
77 Sunset Strip.
Edward Burns.
77 Sunset Strip.
And Richard Long. Produced by Warner Brothers.
Nah, it's all right. No, it's all right. There's a little line at the end that I don't know if we got that or not. We didn't get it, I don't think. It ends up going, "Hey, Kooky, lend me your comb." See, Kooky Burns was always combing his hair. Now, I'm dating myself, and why did I play 77 Sunset Strip? My young producer would like to know. Has no clue. He's never seen the show. Did you ever hear the first guy mentioned, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.? He was a detective on the show. This is a show that I started watching when I was a kid. It started in 1958 when I was four, and we watched it. My dad was a cop, and he liked to watch 77 Sunset Strip. We actually had a black and white TV in the house, believe it or not. That's true. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. was the headliner. He was the star, the detective. He just passed away at the age of 95. Now you know why I played 77 Sunset Strip. And I'm sure my listeners all, well, some of them, will remember Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and Kooky Burns and... John, do you remember 77 Sunset Strip?
Shamefully, I do. I think they were starting to play it on reruns when I was a little kid, but I'm not far behind you.
Okay.
But absolutely.
Yeah.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., whatever, didn't he go on and do that FBI show?
He did FBI, yeah, that was the big one. Yep.
That was big. That was his fame. But in any event, I did not hear the first part of this show. I must get my coffee going or something, but about the watermen protesting, putting down oysters shell up there.
Yeah.
What an embarrassing display of ignorance.
From who?
On the part of the watermen. And that is terrible. I have spent a lot of time observing oyster reefs and the associated time there. As a waterman, I did it as a diver, so that what you see in front of you, and if you're a observer with some ability to put the big picture together, you really see the complex interplay between crabs and oysters.
No. The oysters, 187 acres of oyster shells buried the crabs that were still buried in the mud, and they won't come out of the mud because they're covered up with oyster shells.
Okay, on this time of the year, and that, again, down to profound ignorance of what I've actually seen, this time of year, the water's already warmed up enough where those crabs are quite mobile. They're out and moving around. You will not bury them. I doubt that you could hand catch them. While they are slower than they are in July, they're out moving and mobile. And the benefits of having an active oyster reef in crabbing ground it's essential because of the interplay of the two, and you don't have one without the other. And on three-dimensional reefs, that's where it's especially key, because that's keeping that food source, that protected area, and everything else, that entire essential habitat for the crabs, alive and sustained. And those guys are trying to create an area over there where it's easy to do one thing and not the other.
I think you'll be interested in next week's show when we're talking to Eric Zlokovitz with the Maryland Aquatic Reef Initiative. He'll be on talking about some of the new programs for that. Now, that's unrelated to the oyster recovery program, but this is what the watermen are protesting against. Is, you know, anything DNR does in the eyes of some watermen is wrong for the bay.
Well, if you see things only from the surface and haven't actually gone in there, and all those watermen that were protesting, I'd like to push each one in and see how many can actually swim. Wow. Or have they only spent their time on a working vessel standing above it and making conjecture about what's going on down below versus seeing it?
You understand the mindset of some, and I continue to say some, watermen. When it comes to the Department of Natural Resources, they are the enemy. They are the ones that are preventing them from making a living the way they want to. In other words, you've set up a sanctuary on the grounds where I used to oyster. So therefore, that is my bottom. And you have interfered with me making a living. So to prove to you that I am going to continue to make a living the way I want to, I'm going to raid the sanctuary that you have set up to establish a future for me and generations from here on out, and I am going to poach oysters from that sanctuary. However, I'm willing to take a risk, no matter what kind of radar system that you have, no matter how much you're watching my boat, and I'm PO'd at DNR because they have arrested me and have made 96 arrests during the oyster season on my fellow watermen for no reason at all. We can't help it that when we haul oysters, the lips break off and they become sublegal and we get caught with them. We can't help it that we have drifted into the sanctuary and have, you know, tonged on the sanctuary. We can't help it because we're just trying to make a living. How am I doing, John?
That is the attitude of some ignorant, selfish SOBs that steal from everyone out of shared resource. They're the ones that have the misconception that it's their waterway or their road or whatever else is not a shared thing to be sustained for everyone.
My daddy and my granddaddy and my granddaddy's granddaddy oystered right here where I'm anchored or where I'm at with my boat, and I should be able to do so too.
Well, they had the privilege of sharing that resource with someone else. Again, it's shared and the ability to share that resource, and if things need to be done to sustain it, that's fine. Those people with a hard head and can't move ahead and understand that it's a bigger world, there's more people, and that was something that was, shared or leased. But if they were over there working on public bottom, again, that is owned by the public and not by them individually. So as the public, we need to push them into doing the right thing, particularly when it's contrary to maintaining that so that we can continue to share it for future generations.
All right. Well said, John. We got to let you go. Thank you very much.
One quick point. Dredging above the bay?
Yeah.
Destroys all of the natural three-dimensional structure above there. This idea of picking up shell and dusting it off and making, and that it's, as they drop it back into the mud, that it's going to make another target for oyster spat to set on is pure garbage.
Okay. Send me an email. Send me an email sometime, John. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I will do so, and feel free to drag your fishing pole or your scatter gun across the over to the eastern shore. Enjoy the resources over here.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Good day.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Bill, good morning. What's up? Hello, Bill.
Okay. Hi. How are you? This is Bill, and I'm from Parkville. I just wanted to mention one thing about 77 Sunset Strip in case you're interested.
Yeah.
I believe that Kookie, lend me your comb.
No.
That actually was a .45, and they didn't say that on the series, I think. But the main thing I wanted to mention was Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. I can't believe he lived to be 95.
I know.
That's a great thing.
Yep.
But his father was a classical violinist.
Yes, he was.
And a lot of people didn't really know that.
Right.
And I thought I'd mention it to
and
you.
And his daughter, Stephanie, was an actress as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to
know. All right. Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks. See ya. Yep. There he goes. There goes Bill. All right. Dennis, you're up. If we can get to you before the break or after the break. I'm sorry. If we can get to you, Dennis, after the break, we will do so. Time for me to tell you folks about Chesapeake Outdoors one more time. Located on Route 50 or just off Route 50 past the Bay Bridge, exit 39B, which is Dominion Road. Now, if you need it for rockfish, they've got it. They'll spool new line on your trolling reel if you need it. They have rods, reels, and tackle for every type of fishing, for the Chesapeake Bay, for the rivers, for freshwater, a complete selection of live and frozen bait. And for trophy rockfish, they've got that great selection of bucktails and parachutes by Spankin' Stripers, a Maryland company. The Bubba Blade Knife, if you want to fillet your catch and release it, you can do so as well. Don't forget about those big Mojo bucktails, 16, 20, 20 out, 24 ounces in custom colors, bucktails and parachutes. Of course, they have everything for hunting, too. Bows by Matthews and Mission, crossbows by Mission. They've got the Barnett crossbows, Parker bows and crossbows, too. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island. And we would invite you to stop by and see their great selection, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is only $8 for the weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. I think I made a mistake, too. I called Kooky Burns. I called Ed Burns Kooky Burns. It's actually the character's name was Kooky Cookson. Kooky Cookson. Gerald Lloyd Kooky Cookson III. That's Kooky on 77 Sunset Strip. He was actually cast as a serial killer in the pilot, but brought him back to become a PI, private investigator. Let's talk to Dennis in the Eastern Shore. A couple minutes, Dennis. Go ahead real quick. What's up?
Yeah, I'd just like to make a comment to the fellow that just called you before me. Most watermen are not ignorant. You have
He didn't say that. He said a few.
Bad elements in every aspect of the human race.
No question, Dennis. I agree with you 100%.
How about this for your listener? You have bad elements. You have, at the time they found all that illegal rock fishing out a few years back, there were 35 police officers in the city of Baltimore ripping the taxpayers.
Hey, Dennis, nobody's disagreeing with you. Nobody's disagreeing with you.
Hey, I'm taking up for my brothers.
Dennis, I understand you're a waterman.
Guess what? He doesn't have to try to make a living in this cesspool we now have to work in.
Dennis, are we going to have a discussion or are you going to yell at me?
Let's have a discussion.
All right. Well, we'll have to have it next time. But right now you're yelling at me and we're out of time. And give us a call back next week and we'll discuss it. How's that sound?